Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they will love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, phenomenal Sports Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. We will attempt to have today's show be the fastest show in all of sports, because I gotta tell you, those games ended late last night, as the kids would say, late AF, and drank an ass a little bit this morning, but we're going to make it work, baby. We're going to bring you the energy. We're going to bring you the fire. We are going to bring you all things sports, because on this Friday morning, the world of sports is alive, and we will get to all the big news items, including previewing tonight's games in the Sweet 16 that are absolutely outstanding. Duke and St. John's, the main event. And this would be like, you know, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes a couple years on WrestleMania. Opening the show, because it's the first tip tonight, Duke and St. John's. I'm going to tell all of you why the Las Vegas Raiders are absolutely lying through their teeth ahead of the NFL draft. Very much looking forward to talking some NFL with all of you. And how about the star athlete right now in sports that might return way sooner than expected? We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. All our bets for tonight will close the show, and the pockets are a little fatter today. What a betting night last night, not just for yours truly, but for the crew. You know, generally when we're all on the same sides, it does not go great. It just feels that way, at least. How about Texas? How about Arizona? And how about them Illini? ILL. 310-840-4910 is the number. 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@TheKostos on all social platforms. At the Kostos. THEKOSTOS. And we officially begin the phenomenal Sports Friday edition of You Better You Bet with last night's extra decadent opening to a very, very sweet 16. Four games last night, and yes, it needs to be said. The late slate, which was the more hotly anticipated slate, Arizona-Arkansas, Illinois-Houston, in terms of game quality, not as good as Texas Purdue and Nebraska Iowa, but still, like, four games, quality very good in terms of the basketball, storylines abound, and what has been a superb NCAA tournament. We will get to Iowa's win over Nebraska and Fred Hoiberg's foibles. Say that five times fast. We will get to Purdue sneaking by Texas thanks to Trey Kaufman Wren's late heroics, but we will begin with the late games. Arizona-Arkansas still to come, but we start with Illinois sending home Houston. 65-55. 65-55. Now, as it concerns movies, one of the things that people love to bitch and moan about and complain about, you know, superheroes, probably the first thing, right? No one likes superhero movies anymore. Just a big money grab, right? The other thing that people love to complain about are sequels. Are sequels really necessary? Are they all just money grabs? And to be fair, it does feel like, whether you're a big movie fan or a small movie fan, whether you love movies or whether you're ambivalent towards them, it does feel like sequels generally tend to be more like Godfather 3 than Godfather 2. More like The Rise of Skywalker as opposed to The Empire Strikes Back. Well, I gotta tell y'all something. Last night, we saw one of the great sequels in the history of life. And this one, honestly, maybe a little too on the nose. Maybe better than the original. And the original is one of the most beloved movies of all time. Because last night, we got to watch Groundhog Day 2, starring the Houston Cougars. Every day, exactly the same. Every March, exactly the same. And once in a while, every April, exactly the same for the Houston Cougars. Who needs Bill Murray when you've got Kelvin Sampson and you've got Emmanuel Sharpe and you've got Uzan and you have Kingston Flemings and you have the Houston Cougars? 55 points last night for Houston. All of these games go exactly the same way. The script is exactly the same every single time. At some point during these games that Houston plays, these high-leverage spots in the NCAA tournament, you will see some kind of graphic pop up on the screen that they haven't scored in like 9 minutes. And you ask yourself, how in the world is this possible? And I will admit something right now before we continue. I hate this. I hate that this has to be the conversation and this has to be the narrative. And yes, I'm happy Houston lost. Like, I bet on Illinois. I have Illinois to the Final Four. I have them going to the national championship game. I did not want Houston to win last night. But what I hate is now that this is how people will define the Kelvin Sampson era at Houston. It doesn't seem like it's fair. Because this Houston program was moribund. It was dead in the ground. And Kelvin Sampson comes to Houston and he absolutely resurrects this program. And the job that he's done overall has been nothing short of remarkable. Remarkable. Where, you know, 10, 15 years ago, if someone would have told you that Houston would have this level of success, you wouldn't have believed it. Like, I'm born in 1983. I wasn't old enough to see Houston make three straight Final Fours from 82 to 84, lose to Michael Jordan in North Carolina in 82, lose to Jimmy Valvano in 83 in the national championship game in NC State, lose to Patrick Ewing in Georgetown the next year in the national championship game. I wasn't around for that. Who would have thought that Kelvin Sampson would take Houston to this level? And all the success that he's had at Houston. But whether right, wrong, or indifferent, fair or unfair, it's like the Nine Inch Nails song. Every day is exactly the same. Every loss is exactly the same. Where the offense goes cold and there's some like mind-numbing mistake and Houston goes home. And I'm not saying this to rub salt in the wounds, to add insult to injury, to Houston fans, to people that bet on this team. Like, that sucks. And Houston is not like a blue blood program. Houston's not Duke. Houston's not the Yankees. Houston's not the Lakers. Houston's not the Cowboys. A team that America can get behind and root against. That's not what this is. But we have to call it like we see it. We have to call a spade a spade. And we can go back throughout the Kelvin Sampson era to really define this. Whether it's, you know, the Michigan shot to beat them in 2018. Sweet 16 against Kentucky in 19. getting stuffed into a locker by Baylor in the Final Four in 2021. My personal favorite was 44 points against Villanova in the regional final in 2022, where I talked about this when it happened. I'm at a wedding that night. It was a Saturday night, whatever. And I've got Houston big to go to the Final Four. And the groom, who's like married one of my wife's friends, my now wife's friends, went to Villanova, and all his buddies went to Villanova, and we're all watching at the bar, and they are cheering relentlessly as Houston is clanging shots like they're the human rockets against the Warriors with James Harden and Chris Paul. And I got to watch my bets go up in smoke. 44 points for Houston in that loss to Villanova. That's probably the gold standard. But wait, there's more. How about getting run off the court by Miami as a one seed? How about losing to Duke in 24? And then, of course, last year, not that you need a reminder, but not even getting a shot up at the end. Not of like a game in November against some curtain jerking jabroni mid-major. No. Not in like Big 12 play against TCU. No. The national championship game. 55 points last night for Houston. Because I'm sick and because I am here at your service, our listeners and viewers, I'm here for you. I do the work so you don't have to. I didn't even use AI for this. I manually did this myself. I am patting myself on the back. Here are the teams this year that scored more points than Houston did against Illinois. Illinois, not exactly the 1985 Chicago Bears defensively. And we all know that, right? Here's a list of teams that this year played Illinois and scored more points than Houston did last night against the Illini. Long Island. UT Rio Grande. Florida Gulf Coast. Andy Enfield ain't the coach. Colgate. Not the toothpaste. The school. Penn State. Southern, Rutgers scored 55, Northwestern, Maryland, Washington, Penn, VCU managed 55 against Illinois in the second round. Here's Houston with this, all these monsters, and Kingston Flemings is going to be a lottery pick. 55 points. 55 points. Just like, go away. I'm sorry. At what point do we all say, enough? Enough with this. They don't shoot a free throw for the first 36 minutes of the game. A six-minute scoring drought against Illinois. This is not like against Donovan Klingon's UConn. That's like not what this is. Not against the Baylor team that held everybody down the year Baylor won the national championship. Against Illinois. Now, maybe things can change and next year will be different and Houston gets over the hump. And look, it's a credit to the Houston program that like this is the conversation around the team, that it's national championship or bust, and that we do the first 15 minutes of the show on the Houston Cougars on a national sports radio show. It's a credit to them sincerely that the bar has been raised to a degree where it's national championship and nothing else is acceptable. They are commended for that. Also, just like, when is it going to be different? Things can change in sports. Peyton Manning was a big game loser until he wasn't, for instance. But like the late, great Mac Miller said, it is what it is till it ain't. And right now, it ain't. And unlike the end of Groundhog Day, the movie, Groundhog Day 1, when Bill Murray gets his happy ending, I don't know if I see it in the future for this Houston Cougars team. And none of this is to diminish the accomplishments of Brad Underwood and the Illini, who were spectacular last night. Look, obviously it helps that Houston did what Houston always does, right? And I don't know if this was like an A-plus game by Illinois. It just kind of seemed like the second half started. Houston does the thing where Houston makes no shots. And Illinois is like, okay. Like, you don't want to score? I guess we will. And think about how many instances were there, assuming you stayed up to watch this game, because it did end very late, at least on the East Coast, when we're all texting each other in the You Better You Bet show chat, right? In the show text chain. Like, is Illinois going to blow this game? Like, McCarty is draining three-pointers like he's Steph Curry for Houston. It's like, are they going to come back? It felt like Illinois was dying to at least make the game very interesting at the end. Couldn't make a free throw at the end of the game. And just, you're watching this like, is this happening right now? But when it came down to it, Houston wanted to Houston it more than Illinois wanted to keep Houston in the game. And it's not to diminish what Illinois did. Illinois, onto the Elite Eight for the second time in three seasons. And this time for Illinois, UConn ain't waiting as the final boss. No, they will be favorites coming up against Iowa. We'll talk about that game in a few moments. But Wagler, Mirkovic, Stojakovic, there's so many itches that the broadcast team was talking about this last night. Kevin Harlan was very funny. Ivicic, Boswell, nasty. They are nasty. And the upside of this team and the ceiling of this team, maybe not to win the national championship, but I think certainly to get to the national championship game. And we talked about this before the tournament, right? And I actually think that the Tuesday I had off last week, when I came back on Wednesday before the first round, and I said, you know, I think the one thing I'm wrong about is Illinois. I kind of feel like I overlooked Illinois the Monday after Selection Sunday here. You bet on Westwood One Sports. When I said, I think Houston's going to the Final Four. I thought about that. It's like, do I believe that? Or is Illinois going to beat them when they meet in the round of 16? I'm happy that I had time to reflect on that. And hopefully you, our listeners and viewers, we don't get everything right on the show, but I hope that that was of help to you in your bracket or a bet or whatever. Because Illinois now favored to go to the Final Four. The Illini, tomorrow, 6.5-point favorites against the Iowa Hawkeyes. We'll talk about Iowa coming up later this hour on the show. Very much look forward to that. Illinois, 6.5-point favorites, 138.5, the total. This is a rough thing to say, what I'm about to say about Illinois. But it is unquestionably the truth. Because you can say, okay, they were the 3 seed. They are one of the final 8 teams standing. That's a great season. No. No. I dare someone to disagree with me on this. There are no excuses for Illinois to lose this game tomorrow to Iowa. None. And Iowa's been spectacular. And Ben McCollum's tremendous. Like the next great college basketball coach, it looks like. And Sturts is great. And Figueres is great. Iowa, this a magical run for the Hawkeyes. First Elite Eight since 1987 when they lost to UNLV in the regional final. With Kevin Gamble and B.J. Armstrong and Brad Lowhouse. And yes, I looked that up this morning. I did not know that off the top of my head, just being honest. No excuse for Illinois to lose tomorrow. Tomorrow. And I know they were in the Elite Eight a couple years ago against UConn and got run off the court in that game. Tomorrow is the biggest game for Illinois basketball since the 2005 NCAA championship against North Carolina. And I am expecting the Illini to win. Are they going to cover the spread? I'm not so that I'm not confident yet to be able to give you a thought. We'll talk about it at the end of the show. But I expect Illinois to win and go to the Final Four. We haven't even scratched the damn surface here on this phenomenal Sports Friday. You better you bet with your guy Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports. On the other side, Arizona. Did anyone get the number of that truck that ran over Arkansas last night? Oh, the Arizona Wildcats. We will talk about Iowa's win over Nebraska. Purdue's buzzer beater, basically, with 0.9 seconds to go, over the Texas Longhorns, and get you set for tonight in the NCAA tournament. 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@TheCostos. We are back in minutes on a Friday, Westwood One Sports.
Can number 5 seed St. John's stop the buzzsaw that is Duke basketball? Listen on the Westwood One Sports app tonight, 7:10 Eastern, followed by the remaining Sweet 16 matchups from your home of the NCAA tournament, Westwood One Sports.
At Tidal Wave Auto Spa, we believe a great car wash should leave your car seriously shiny. That's why we put it to the test in the Tidal Wave Shine Showdown, where 84% of people chose Tidal Wave as the shinier wash. Stop by Tidal Wave Auto Spa for a top-of-the-line car wash that leaves your car shining outside and fresh inside. Every car wash includes free vacuums, microfiber towels, and interior cleaning sprays. Find a location near you at TidalWaveAutoSpa.com.
Free trial of 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at Quo.com/sports. That's Quo.com/sports to try Quo free. Quo.com/sports.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Selling your home with Ready, R-E-D-Y, real estate agents will pay you up front for your listing, just for a chance to sell your home. Why would they pay to be your agent? Well, your listing is really valuable. So if an agent is smart, they'll go on Ready and offer you cash up front to get it. And you do want a smart agent, right? Call 888-545-READY. 888-545-READY. 888-545-READY.